The L.A. Play, Season 1, Episode 1. Where is L.A.? It was the last cigarette in her pack of Salem, and she only got as far as Vegas. The cross-country Greyhound bus stopped there for a long breakfast break at 7 in the morning. Although she had always hated the smell of her father's Marlboros filling the house, she bought cigarettes when she began her journey to California on Monday. Something to do on the long breaks when the bus stopped for food and gas. Today was Wednesday. She would be in Los Angeles for Thanksgiving Thursday, and she had 10 cents in her pocket to call her sister when she got there. Having cigarettes meant she could hang out in front of the bus outside when everyone else went into truck stops to eat. So instead, she stood outside, checking out her new surroundings. And she didn't have to talk to the strange guys on the bus. One tried to sleep on her shoulder. Another put his hand on her leg. Oh, stranger things will happen, I'm sure, she thought. At least I'm no longer in Bridgeport. There was only one reason she chose Los Angeles after finishing high school. It was far from Bridgeport. She had a sister who lived there too, but she wasn't counting on her for much. When your family has no money, you don't really count on them in times like this. Get a job was first on her list, then an apartment, a bank account, a car. Nothing more. Just a place where she could do what she wanted to, make money, have a life. She never thought of doing something she enjoyed, like acting. Only rich kids get to do that, her mother told her. But it just so happened that she was going to live in Los Angeles, where lots of girls came to be actresses, which seemed so unreal to her as she squinted from the glaring sunlight while studying the cacti around her. A desert, she was reminded by her friends. You know that L.A. is a desert, right? Work was real to her. First thing on Friday, she would circle wanted ads in the Valley Suburb edition of the Los Angeles Times for bank teller. And she would get the first job she interviewed for. She would work at a tiny bank branch on Woodman Avenue in the Valley. It would be good enough for now. A craggly old man with sunburned face took one look at her standing with the yet unlit cigarette and croaked out, "Come on, buy your breakfast, baby." She considered it. Stranger things will probably happen than someone offering some food. "Okay, just coffee," she says. But then she also ordered an English muffin with butter and jelly. Thanksgiving Day, 1978, Los Angeles Greyhound bus terminal, payphone and last dime. "Hi, I'm here." "Oh, okay. But where is the Valley?" "Okay, but I have to call collect then." And then, wow, everything was wow, even in the Valley, which she would eventually, after 2 years, absolutely hate. But now, everything was wow. A strong sun on November 25th, which made her feel giddy and thankful and singing praises in between bites of Mexican food and her first ever and last ever margarita. Mixed with Corona and shots of tequila, she learned was a bad way to be turned off of Mexican beverages forever. But now, making her way through the bowl-sized drink, it was just wow!